talk to Mike Allen. Free call 0500 1053 89.
I just had a fax from Nick Abbott's producer. You know, Nick Abbott's going to be here Saturday. You couldn't possibly miss it, could you? Essential stuff from 7:30 through until 10. And he said it's going to be the best show that Nick Abbott has done in his life so far.
Yes.
So to get better than tomorrow night from 7:30 through until 10, you'll have to wait 5 years, okay?
What?
This computer is too slow, or the music's too fast. It can't reset itself in time.
What are the lyrics
from? Which decade does this computer come? This computer, I'm telling you right now, is not millennium proof. The bug will drop this computer dead on the floor come 1999.
It already has. Hey!
Ho! Don't say ho.
I know. You know why?
Why?
Hello, I'm Paul Ross, and contrary to what Nick Abbott says, I am not a prostitute. Just a tart.
That was unnecessarily nasty.
Got any more?
It's a smooth oiled machine program, isn't it?
Yes. I'm going to oil you and then feather you. Here's one in London, and it's a person called Ersin. The person called Ersin. Ersin. I think I've done everything right. Okay, here is Wakefield, Richard.
Hello, Nick.
Ah, and for a moment there, I thought the entire system had gone down.
Yeah, Mike must be psychic because he's saying it's a great show because I'm already on it.
Well, maybe. Let's find out.
Yeah. Psychology.
Psychology.
What a waste of time.
Completely and utterly. It's the study of the bleeding obvious.
Just what I was going to say. We do it at school.
You do?
And it's just so boring.
What do you study? Well, like, okay, tell us what you've actually been learning.
Oh, we've done the Freud. And everything to do with sex.
You've done Freud. Now, you could spend the rest of your life learning Freud. What have you learned about Freud?
Ooh, psychosexual stages of development. Whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing about Sheriff and points, and it's all really boring stuff.
Yeah, that's when I went to university, I went because, for two reasons. One, my parents would have killed me if I didn't. And second, I couldn't think of anything that I wanted to do as a job. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just tread water for 4 years and just opt out. And it was great. It was one of the best things I've ever done. It was just fab from start to finish. But I didn't have any subject in school that I was actually interested enough to learn for 4 years, you know. And so I thought, psychology, gosh, that's people. People are nice. I like people, so I'll go and study them. And it was so colossally boring, especially in the first year. Do they do, I suppose because you're at school, you do statistics ordinarily as part of your maths.
Yes. That's the only bit I can do. It's the only bit I
really
understand.
Well, that's the part that I couldn't do at all. We had one exam in the first year. One exam in the whole of the first year, and it was an open book exam. You could take your calculator, all of your textbooks, all of the notes that you'd made during the course of the year. I got a D in statistics.
Well, it might be the fact that we got a really boring teacher.
That does make such a difference, because we had history, I'm rubbish at, because my memory is absolutely, I have no memory at all, and of all the subjects, history is totally a memory test, and so history itself, awful, couldn't stand it, but economic history, we had a teacher who was great, and he was by far the most liked teacher in all the school, and it just made a boring subject interesting. So you're absolutely right, it very much depends on what teacher you get, which is bad really, because somebody with your mental ability being taught by some other teacher could be the person asking for some spare change, please, in a doorway just because they didn't have a teacher that enthused them and made them grip onto the subject and actually want to learn.
I mean, I do geography as well. We've got a teacher who actually talks us through the subject and then does jokes and things. He's brilliant.
Well, that's right.
It
makes you look forward to going to his class rather than the thought appalls you. That's right. It's so important to enthuse your pupils and to actually teach in a way that you would like to be taught yourself, as opposed to just some drone standing at the front of the class saying verbatim what he said to a similar bunch of faceless students the previous year.
See, our psychology teacher is a young lady. And she's obviously just come out of teaching training course, because she's got a teacher quirk. like every fourth word she says, okay.
Okay. Oh, really?
And it, like, we actually counted how many times she did it in a lesson once, and it was the most interesting thing we've ever done in psychology.
Well, you know, psychologists, by and large, are freaks, and she's probably so scared that she's got this tick, you know, that she feels unsure about what she's saying. Is it the first year that she's actually been there?
Yes, it is, actually.
So she feels unsure about herself, and so this saying okay, okay, okay all the time is in order to get positive reinforcement. Now, do people in your class mimic her? Do you say... Do the lads in the class come up with stuff and say, okay, like, and they start parroting her?
Well, there's the point, you see, because it's a class of 30.
Yeah.
27 girls, 3 boys, and we just... Oh, she's so biased towards the girls. We just can't get a word in. And they're all, like, moaning on in the background, nah, 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 laughing at the most stupid things. I do an intelligent joke and they shut up.
Oh, okay, give us an intelligent joke.
Oh, well, you put me on
now the pressure's on. The spotlight swung around, it's fully on you, Richard. Here's an intelligent joke. No pressure.
No. Oh, dear. Put me really on the spot now. That's thrown me now.
I'll give you a topic. Here we go. I'll make it really easy for you. Let's have an intelligent joke about cheese. There you go.
Cheese.
Couldn't be easier.
Cheese. Mmm. Because I've got a friend called Cheesy.
You got a friend called Cheesy?
Yeah, which leads me on to my next point.
Oh, blimey. We don't...
Very short one.
Okay.
It's just to wish the best of luck to the Wakefield Warriors tomorrow as they play Norton and Graves.
In what sport?
Skater hockey on blades.
Skater hockey?
Yeah. I'm a referee.
Skater hockey?
Yeah. It's like ice hockey, but on blades. Without ice, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. Very exciting.
Is it?
Unlike me.
Okay. Well, you picked the right topic. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thanks, Nick.
0500 1053 89. And James in there was doing his nut. As class of, how many did he say? 30 students, and 27 of them were women. And in your chosen elective, which is media studies or something ridiculous like that, what's the ratio?
There's many more men, unfortunately.
So you screwed up in that respect, didn't you?
Definitely.
You should have done your research. You should have looked at the statistics. Here's one in London, and it's a bloke called David.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Good. Do you believe in UFOs?
Like God, I'm undecided.
Right. When I was reading this magazine, it says there are 150 UFO sightings a day.
A day?
Yeah. All around the world. Reported.
I find that hard to believe. who do they report them to?
I suppose, or the, I don't know, the government, I suppose, the local authorities.
The government.
Tony Blair.
Don't report it to Jack Straw, because he'll have them in prison for speeding or something. Anything. He'll think it up and he'll slap the cuffs on them.
And I was thinking about it because...
All five of their hands.
There have been so many sci-fi movies. Yeah, the last year, they've been like...
Do you think they're being financed by extraterrestrial life? Is that what it is?
I don't know, I just think the Americans are trying to gradually get us used to the fact that we're going to get invaded or something like that anyway.
Interesting concept. You know, Anita Roddick has been accused of... Oh, I don't even want to go down that path. It has nothing to do with what you were talking about. It's about the Marijuini. Anita Roddick, you know, the body shop woman?
Oh, yeah.
She's just introducing a range of cosmetics made out of hemp.
Oh, right.
Which is, of course, perfectly upstanding and can be used for many and various different things like clothes and paper and so on and so forth stuff, despite the fact that it's, you know, a sustainable crop.
Yeah.
Just because it has something to do with something that gets people stoned, and we don't want that. And mine's a large brandy.
So
but they've been, but they accused her of exactly the same thing, of leading people to softening people up for the legalization of the marijuana by just using hemp. It's ludicrous. You probably have to drink gallons of the stuff to even get a tickle. But you think that, UFOs and sci-fi movie. You know they've found ice on the moon, or they thought that they'd found ice on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, NASA had originally... let the information out that they had expected that it was ice. big reserves of ice found on the moon. They're very excited about this.
Yeah.
On a closer inspection, they found that it's not ice, it's wine. Big lakes of frozen wine on the moon. Of course, as the rest of the moon is made of cheese...
I might go out there. No.
What NASA is now putting together is a huge shipment of those tiny little pineapple cubes and cocktail sticks. It sounds like a party to me. Thanks a lot, David.
Cheers.
0500 10 53 89. It's a free call. It's Talk Radio. And I'm Dick Abbott. And that's about all the information I've got at the moment. It's a fax is 0541 59 69 79.
79.
Let's have lots of free material. That's what I like the best. Free material gratefully received on 0541 59 69 79. Save Let's have somebody send in some light bulb jokes.
Oh, no, don't.
Okay, don't.
Every time you say that, you know, Russell Grant tomorrow can just sit there reading light bulb jokes. For a couple of hours. Because they'll still be coming through.
How many Russell Grants does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Here's one, I'm not prepared to say on the air. Here's one in Worcester, and it's a chap called Dave. I don't actually know, I completely made that up. But that should be the lightning round. How many... perhaps not.
How many talk radio presenters does it take to change a light bulb?
Well, yeah,
now you're just being controversial. Yes, Dave.
Hi. I'm here to talk to you about blind train spotting, which is
Right, I'll put you on hold. Here's one in Swindon, and it's a bloke called Eddie.
Hello.
Hello, Eddie, you're on Talk Radio.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right. Hey, hang on a minute. Look, this is supposed to be a talk radio where the callers do the talking. You're doing most of the talking tonight.
Sound like you're talking, Eddie. Go ahead.
Now, hang on a minute. You're doing most of the talking now.
Here's one in Hartlepool. It's a bloke called Savas. Is that right?
That's correct.
Savas.
That's right. I'd like to talk about UFOs, okay?
Okay.
What technology powers a UFO?
Was that a direct question to me? You want an answer to that question?
Do you know that? It's ionized anti-gravity field propulsion technology.
That's easy for you to say.
That's right. What element is a UFO constructed of?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it's elemental.
No, it's E115, E116, classified.
Right.
Where do UFOs come from?
I don't know, but I think that E is the operative word in that equation. Here is a lady called Pippa. Oh, my best
Hello.
Friend used to be Pippa.
Hello.
Hello, Pippa, you're in Hove, but didn't you know that?
The only reason I'm ringing, it's not about a light bulb, but a joke I read in the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail is not a paper for amusement.
It is to me.
Really? Whenever I pick up the Daily Mail, it always seems as though... Is that your paper of choice?
Well, no, I read the Express and the Mail, and then sometimes I buy the Sun.
Because every time I pick up the Express or the Mail, like both of them, I think, are equally guilty in this respect. They always seem to fill their pages with stuff that will terrify their readers into never leaving their house.
Oh.
It's all full
I haven't noticed.
It's all full of... Well, next time you pick them up, you
The hanging mystery of the perfect student, it says on the front of the Mail today.
I know that news generally revels in the misfortunes of others.
I do loads of other things.
Kind of like comedy itself.
Hmm.
But, I'd cough. what was I saying?
I don't know. Kind of like comedy itself, you said. But it's not like that.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Right. It revels in the in the distress and the appalling things that befall other people. But it just seems obsessed with stabbings and shootings and death in your area. Mm. Don't leave the house. Lock all the windows, kind of thing.
Oh, well, I don't find that. But still, that's up to you. Well, what it said was a question. They have questions from people, and then other people answer them. And it said, why don't we use milk from pigs? You know, like we do from goats and cows and
milk
stuff.
Milk from pigs?
Yes, it says the question.
Oh.
And a few days
making me sick just thinking about it.
Listen, and a few days later, it said someone had answered this question because you get them reprinted with answers. And it said, because they're too low to get a bucket under.
Hmm.
It made me laugh.
Pigs on stilts?
Yeah, I know, but
something
it wasn't
to
funny.
Think about.
Yeah, at least people have got a sense of humour still.
In the Mail, in the Express?
Well, all over the place.
I don't know. I think you'd be hard-pressed with a microscope to find a sense of humour in the Mail.
Well, that's funny, isn't it?
Unless they're, well, kind of. Didn't actually raise a titter in here, Mrs.
Yeah, well, that's because you haven't listened to it, maybe. Why can't we get milk from pigs? Someone's asking that seriously, and someone else has jokingly replied because they're too low to get a bucket under.
It's the way you tell
anyway,
them, Pippa.
Anyway, I know, I'm hopeless. All right, then, goodbye.
Bye-bye. I think only David Letterman, in my experience, can tell a joke twice and make it funnier the second time. Where's my David Letterman tape, by the way, Kev, you useless sack?
Hey. Well, where's my Beavis and Butthead tape, which I lent you about 2 months ago?
That's right. I've only just got a video player. How can I watch a videotape without a video player? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Well, you should have taken the night off and watched videos.
Oh, the night off. Now you're talking.
You know, instead of doing radio or going to the pub and so...
What was that bloke on, by the way? He called up and said that this is supposed to be a talk show and all I'm doing is talking. What the hell is that about? What would you like me to do, sing?
I think we should do a show like Jerry Springer.
Well, if I did a show like Jerry Springer, I'd have punched the guy out.
No, Jerry doesn't spring. He doesn't spring at people, so to speak.
He lets them spring at each other.
Yeah, I saw some of it today.
I've never seen it. I've seen Jerry Springer, just to explain to people who aren't as media literate as you are, Kev. In other words, who don't spend all day watching television instead of...
Oh, he's getting a lot of publicity right now.
He is the latest of the afternoon... Is he on in the afternoon in America?
Yeah.
He probably the afternoon television confessional talk shows. It's absolutely astonishing what these people do. Over here, we've got Vanessa and the woman who used to do That's Life.
Esther.
Esther. Well, these people have just got one name. What's that about?
It's like Oprah.
And who else have we got over here? There used to be Crystal. What was her name?
Past.
A very petite black woman. Maybe she's just in London.
Oh, excuse me.
Crystal or something like that. I don't think she's on anymore. And then they've got the... do they still have the afternoon thing on Channel 5?
Afternoon.
Poor Channel 5. Does anybody actually...
Poor Channel 5.
Poor you.
Poor Lulu.
Of course, they had the football. They had Chelsea, which was an excellent match. But I don't know. That shouting bloke I find a little aggravating. Who does the commentary? The shouting guy?
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean.
Because in this country, we're used to our sports commentators being very kind of reserved and laid back and, you know, speaking every now and again and just saying people's names. How they can remember, by the way, all 20, what is it, 23, 24 people play on a football pitch, isn't it? Something like that. It's 23 on each side, I believe, as far as I can recall. And they remember all their names, and it's usually in Russian or Greek or something like that. How do they do that? I can barely remember who's playing. I can barely focus around about that time of the evening. I actually passed out in the second half of Chelsea. I couldn't take it anymore because I had been drinking since 4:30 in the afternoon. Not recommended. Especially if you don't eat first.
Wait a minute, 4:30?
In the afternoon, yeah.
Lightweight.
Here's a call in Surrey, and it's a chap called Simon. Simon.
Hiya, Nick. How's it going?
All right.
All right, mate. Ken and Barbie dolls. You've heard of Ken and Barbie, you've heard of the Spice Girls, how about the X-Files edition?
Do they have them?
Yep, apparently they're released in America for $80 each.
$80?
Yeah, and I can't work that out in English, so could you do that for me?
Well, it becomes £80, because anything you find that's worth an amount of dollars in America in this country,
yeah.
Because we are as consumers. You know, I don't believe I've ever agreed with Richard Littlejohn in my life. I automatically, my default reaction to anything he says is to disagree with it, but he was absolutely right in his column that he had in The Sun this week by saying that we as a nation are totally ripped off as consumers. We are the mug punters of the Western world. The multinational corporations of this planet have seen us coming, and we are ripped off like no nation that I have ever been to. It's particularly if you go to the States, and there's absolutely no reason for it at all. You know, you pick up the Music Week, the pamphlet of the music industry that gets sent around radio stations. It's about 20 pages long. It costs £3.75, something like that. It's absolutely outrageous. And between its sheets, all it ever does is whine about, oh, CD prices aren't high enough, or there's another government monopolies and mergers commission, they're going to look into the prices of CDs, and, oh, we're not making enough money. That's, you know, new CD costs like £16, and people are whining that that's too expensive. You know how much a CD costs to make? Nothing at all. It's like 10p each, something like that. So they're knocking them out at 10p each, or let's say a pound. Let's say it costs a pound to print up the thing and stamp the CD and get it into the shops. Well, and I think that's being very generous. £1. They sell it for £16 or £17, and they're whining that they're being criticised for charging us too much. And you go to America, and the very same CD that plays the same music on the same CD player will cost half of that. Explain that to me. You can't. We are colossally ripped off in this country. Cars that are made in this country cost less. They make a car in this country, they ship it to another country with all the costs that involve. The extra tax that it involves exporting a car to another country, it still costs less somewhere else than it does to buy here.
Nick.
Explain that to me.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
Breathe. Well done. Okay, you can carry on now. You're non-stop there.
I know. It just really aggravates me that we are ripped off here so much.
Oh, well. Oh, the Channel 5 programme?
And it also, interject one more thing? It also kind of aggravated me that I agreed with Richard Littlejohn. That's really got my hackles up. Go ahead.
That Channel 5 programme, it's ceased.
It's ceased finished. To be. It's an ex-Channel 5 programme.
Yeah, it's Beauty and the Beast's on there. That old programme. Do you
Beauty
remember?
And the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
What's that?
It's that American one that was shown on BBC. They dropped it and ITV dropped it because it was too raunchy, so Channel 5 got it.
All I know of Beauty and the Beast is it's a cartoon.
No, there's an actual...
An animated feature, I should say.
No, it's actual soap opera.
Of course it was a book and all that jazz, but who reads books?
Oh, no. Oh, if you're going to sing...
A soap opera? Really?
Yes, yeah, a soap opera.
You'd remember.
I'm going to phone in and disagree with me, but it's on Channel 5.
Yeah, okay, Simon.
Opera.
Simon, breathe. There was a
Kev.
Shut up. There was Linda Hamilton, who was in the Terminator films.
Linda Hamilton? Oh, blimey, whatever happened to her? She was great in those
films. Married James Cameron, and I think she's probably very happy, thank you.
She did?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, really? What? Then no problem. Why work? Yes, you've just sit at home. Oh,
you know, Cameron actually
sit at home counting her credit cards.
Well, you know, he waived his fee for Titanic because it cost so much. He said, I don't want any of this money.
That's not entirely true.
No, they gave him it back.
The reason why they gave him back is because he is the number one director in Hollywood, and no studio wants to upset him. Almost said the P word there.
Beauty and the Beast, and it had a guy who looked like a lion.
That's it.
And ITV ran it.
And somebody thought that this would be a good idea to make a television program.
It was actually quite good if you're a sad sci-fi freak like me, and I suspect Simon as well. But the problem was, when ITV bought it, they thought it was going to be like this nice romantic program, but it turned out to actually be quite violent and quite, not gory, but it was violent and nasty.
Yes.
Shut up, Simon.
Oh.
And as a result of that, they hacked it to bits and then they dropped it.
Simon.
Kev, do you read that certain sci-fi magazine?
Which one?
I don't want to announce it.
Oh, you can say it, can't you?
SFX.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Ah.
The scary part of that whole whole exchange was Kev's answer, which one? In other words, he reads more than one, or more than zero, which is bad enough.
SFX is very good, though. It's kind of like a sort of loaded for sci-fi freaks. It's
you
very good.
Sad geek.
And if you'd like to send me
CD? Did you get the free CD?
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, blimey. Can you please just talk to each other at the convention? We haven't done the lottery numbers yet, have we?
Would you like them?
Not really.
Oh, you too. Thanks, Simon.
Barbie and Ken, we didn't even talk about what he wanted to talk about. That bloke was right, I do talk too much.
Yeah, he's still there as well.
Is he?
He's talking to himself.
So was there a point about that call, Simon? I know we went...
Oh, I'm still on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, there wasn't really a point. I was going to say, if you wanted to sing us a song, how about Coco Cabana?
It's what?
Coco Cabana.
Coco what?
Coco Cabana. I was in a shop the other day.
Oh, what is going on?
Sing
not
a
joke. Not yes. I was in a shop the other day and there's this set of candles and it said above on a sign, caution, may be flammable.
You're making this up.
I am not. I'm reading it out of a magazine.
All right.
Okay.
Sing this.
Oh. I was dancing there.
Oh, I know. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Parts of you are still moving. All right, I can't remember which page my bits are on now.
You can still fax us, by the way. Nick, who was, 0541-59-6979, who was Miriam? Was she from the other place?
Miriam?
Yeah.
She was an old woman with a great voice, I think, who is... Why?
Who used to say, "Hello, Nick, how are you, darling? And I need your help." It's from David, who faxed, and he says, "If we've got it, can we play it?" Well, even if we do have it, we can't play it because that wasn't here.
No, that's right.
And there's a nice...
Copyright elsewhere.
And thanks to Annie in the Isle of Wight for hers as well, 0541-59-6979. If you want to hear me read out your fax.
You know, fewer suck-up faxes, more free material. That's what the fax machine is for, free material.
We particularly want anti-Kev faxes. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your line.
Yes. No, we don't. Sorry, let's not get into that because you just love reading your own name.
So I've got the...
Do we have the lottery numbers?
Yeah, sorry. What's going on tonight, by the way?
Can I just say right off the bat...
Okay. Oh, good. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Well done, you.
Space. That's all you're getting. Let's go.
Four.
Four, you say? Ooh. No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean...
Thank you. 11.
11.
14. 39.
How is it possible to pick six numbers every week in a grid of not many and never come up with a number? How is that possible?
You might get the next one, though.
Mm-hmm.
43?
No, I know I'm not going to get the next one, because 38's my highest figure.
44, but you don't know what the bonus ball is.
But half of my money has gone to charity.
Hallelujah. 37.
37, you say. Hmm.
Bonus ball was 37.
The bonus ball, right.
No luck, then.
What do you think?
No. What's going on tonight? This is a really strange experience, this program.
Game for £100,000. Play TV Dreams today. What does that mean? Before, they used to put the, how much you were going to win, or how much somebody you've never met was going to win on the National Lottery ticket, right? They used to put the estimated jackpot 8 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I seem to remember it used to be 11 or 12 million. And now it's only 8.
You know why?
The directors are taking the rest of it?
No, they aren't. of course they aren't, Nick. As well, you know. No, it's the midweek draw.
It's the midweek game,
That's why.
But now they're advertising for other stuff. One week, they actually advertised another product, didn't they? In order to make more money.
No, there's an idea.
What was that about?
Do you think we could advertise this show on the lottery tickets? Think of how many people would see that.
Yeah, and they'd all be losers. I don't want to associate my name on anything that people are annoyed at every single week. I think this is a bad space to put an advert in. For other companies, thinking of advertising... Because many people see this, so you might think that this would be a good place to put an advert for, you know, a fast food company or something like that. However, you're associating your product with something that people look at and are annoyed at when they're looking at it. So my recommendation is, don't do it. Plus, how much more money do these people need? 0500 1053 89. I suggest you give your money directly to charity, unless they're advertising with us, in which case, please spend more. This is Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
Nick Abbott.
A big face and a big forehead and strange hair.
What did she say?
Something about a big forehead.
And a big face. And a strange what? Never mind. It's Nick Abbott on Talk Radio in there, Creative Kev, who thus far, pathetic.
I've been very good this week, I think.
What have you done this week? You created the game. We haven't had a contestant for the game so far. Your little creative bit has been a total failure with the listening audience.
I think we were very creative this week, though. You actually came in and did some work for the programme during the week.
That's right. What are the odds on that?
Yeah, and you're doing it again on Monday.
I know, incredible.
It's scary. Only because there's booze involved.
Booze. I'm bringing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and had a very nice evening with Carol the other night.
Who?
Carol McGiffin.
Oh, a lovely Carol. She's had a haircut now. She looks really nice.
Yep. So it's Creative Kev in there who,
All right, yeah.
And then there's Sick Boy who's on the phones who has, after a little shaky start, during which time we had a few annoyances, it's been okay
calm
so
down,
far.
It's calm down now.
Yeah. Priority to women, by the way. Any woman who wants to talk about anything at all, we want to speak to you. And I know that might sound sexist, but I don't care. too many men on this show.
It's good that we hear Sick Boy on, like, station bits, isn't it?
In what sense?
Well, listen to this.
We are controlling the transmission.
That's him, isn't it? It's Bart.
We are controlling the transmission.
He came back from Australia with a light tan and bright yellow hair, which has since grown out a little, and he's orange at the roots. What is that about? And then, of course, there's Nelly, who so far... What the hell have you actually done so far? What do you do on this show apart from coming in and taking the money and leaving?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. But he is renowned throughout the jungle for his nickname, Two Trunks.
And he gets £4,000 a show.
Really? Here's one in Swindon. Eddie.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, the Oasis behaviour in Australia.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Do you know, I think the bloke is a total... Can you say prat on the radio?
I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
I am actually the guy that rung you earlier to say, please don't cut me off. You don't mind if I say this, but I think that some of your presenters, of which you are one, talk too much rather than allowing guys like me to have my say.
You know, there would go the audience if we let a guy like who speaks like a metronome, because the callers are so interesting.
Oh, hang on, I can be more interesting than that.
There would be much more of an audience if the presenters just didn't speak.
I reckon you're brilliant.
And listen to the callers all the time. Because that's the thing about talk radio, is people don't tune in to listen to the presenter, they tune in to listen to whoever might call, you fool. What you know about radio, it was a call from the new boss of Radio 1. it's a call in Birmingham. Martin.
Hello.
Hello, Martin.
How are you?
All right.
You're very funny, by the way. Thought it was hilarious.
Yep. A little bit of sarcasm. Go ahead.
But that's what I like.
Sarcasm.
Not sarcasm. Anyway, I said I was going to talk about football, but I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about the decline of the Western civilization.
All right, I'll go with it for just a little bit.
No, not really. I want you to challenge me and ask me some questions.
About?
About, well, you know what I mean? General knowledge, trivia.
What does carbon dioxide do to lime water?
It makes it creamy, doesn't it? Something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's pretty close, actually, yes. Not bad.
Yeah, milky.
Carbon dioxide does turn lime water milky. Okay, you have a question in there for this bloke?
I don't know, Nelly? Anything spring to mind?
Come on, you kids are still at school. You must know, you must have learned something in the past week.
Yeah, questions.
Ask him how an oxbow lake's formed.
A what?
A what?
Oxbow Lake.
How is an oxbow lake formed?
I don't even know what that question means.
Say it again.
An oxbow lake. How is it formed?
What is an oxbow lake?
You mean you don't know?
A form of lake.
Is it a form of lake or is it a lake?
It's a lake.
A lake. How is it formed? Yeah. What a stupid question. With water.
Right.
Slap that boy.
Okay, come here.
Right, well, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to have other people... Oh, do we really want to do this?
No.
Not really.
We'll have a quiz, Rod, and see if you can get 5 of your special questions.
Do we not in this building have, like, a quiz book? We must do.
Nelly, find a quiz book.
No, because it's more exciting if you make your own questions up, isn't it?
But see, now you've put me on the spot, and I haven't got the faintest idea what to ask you. Because
you're getting paid, aren't you?
Because
you know
I know, well, I get paid whether I play along with you or not.
I know, really.
But I've got no idea what to ask you, primarily because I don't know anything.
Pardon? I've got the radio in the other room listening to that. And I'm
Who are you listening to?
You.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know anything. That's the problem with someone who's trying to come up with questions, is that my fountain of knowledge dried up when I was 16, as a matter of fact.
16?
Yeah. It's a big disappointment of my teachers. But fortunately, I took psychology, which doesn't require you to actually know anything at all. Any fool can
do psychology. As long as you can read.
Yeah, pretty much. As long as you show up for the exams, then you're fine.
I'd just like you to say, because this would make someone very happy. Not because it is national radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to say, Special Filter are a good band.
Special Filter are a good band.
Yes. How is it?
Let's have a round of applause for Special Filter. Okay, that's enough.